The Dollar's Demise, It's an Inside Job. By Moneyball Economics, sponsored content, on May 4, 2023. The following content is sponsored by Moneyball Economics. You've heard about FedNow, right? Scheduled for a nationwide launch in July, FedNow is the government's first new banking platform in over 40 years. Now, that might not seem especially terrifying. But Andrew Zotlin, a world-renowned economic forecaster, believes that FedNow has a deeper, darker, and downright menacing objective. FedNow's highest purpose is to kill the U.S. dollar as a fiat paper currency, says Zotlin in his bone-chilling investigation into the government's brand new toy. Once FedNow launches in July, every dollar you own could fall under Fed control. For those who still haven't prepared for FedNow's arrival, Zotlin has agreed to broadcast his entire FedNow expose for Breitbart readers. As history has taught us, every newfangled technology can be used to 1. Commit acts of good, or 2. Commit acts of evil. Drone technology, for example, can perform surveillance of a regional harvest. Or it can be outfitted with missiles to destroy the very same harvest. Everything hinges upon the user's intentions. With that in mind, is FedNow a net good for society? Or a net bad for society? As one of the top FedNow experts on Earth, Zotlin reveals his controversial answer in the video above. Here is a quick summary of Zotlin's good/evil outlook. The case for good, FedNow is about speed and efficiency. Let's be vivid in our definition of FedNow. Beginning with the Federal Reserve's own description of its era-defining banking platform. Pretty straightforward, right? Poised to kill the outdated clearinghouse model. FedNow is the Federal Reserve's first new banking platform in over 40 years. Here's how Fortune describes FedNow. Why do we need such instantaneous payments? As Zotlin says in his deep dive investigation into FedNow, because transactional delays, for example waiting around for funds to clear, have a crippling effect on GDP growth. Take paychecks, for example. Although your account may show a deposit on payday, those funds aren't available to withdraw until they clear, which could take anywhere between 2 to 5 days. The same goes for credit card transactions. Most people think that Visa transactions happen instantly, but that is a fallacy. Credit card transactions must settle, too. Enter FedNow. Through its real-time settlement network, FedNow removes the bank float, the 3-day period typically required for cash deposits to settle or clear. Therefore, by facilitating an instantaneous exchange of funds between parties, without any transactional delays, without any 1960s-era clearinghouses, and without any need for funds to settle, FedNow increases the velocity of money to its maximum level. Can you now appreciate the moment? Humankind has been methodically, painstakingly, laboriously, pushing toward a fully digital economy, i.e. a cashless society with instantaneous access to funds, ever since the first coin was forged in 600 BC, reports Zotlin in his FedNow expose. FedNow marks the official beginning of such a digital world. For those looking to amass wealth in 2023, ask yourself, can I afford to miss such a major wealth event? Decide quickly, because FedNow launches nationwide in July. Click here to view Zotlin's entire FedNow presentation. The case for evil, FedNow is about government control. The chatter among insiders is both loud and alarming. FedNow is the precursor to a U.S.-backed central bank digital currency, CBDC, aka FedCoin. In order for a future FedCoin to function properly, it must run on a real-time network, one that can process upwards of 1.7 million transactions per second, with 99% of all transactions settling in under a second. That means FedNow must precede FedCoin. Some of you might be thinking, who cares if the 231-year-old greenback is replaced with a digital-only dollar? Zotlin reveals his full response in his FedNow expose. In a truly dystopian American future, the Fed's digital-only dollar comes equipped with an on/off switch, thus giving the government virtually unlimited control over our lives. Haven't taken your 15th COVID booster shot yet? Sorry, we're switching your money off until you get that shot. Want to donate money to your church? Sorry, We're switching your money off until your church supports abortion. Trying to buy a book that criticizes the government? Sorry, we're switching your money off until you choose better books. As George Orwell once said, viewed through the lens of population control, a digital-only dollar is simply the latest means of unimpeded government power. If you're ready for a sneak peek at FedCoin, to see how it could function and to prepare for its deep impact on society, simply click the image below.